You are listening to Haunted Meat.
Haunted Meat. So meaty, be good.
The health, fitness, lifestyle show for strange and unusual people.
Strange and unusual, like myself, even. All the strange and unusuals.
I am your host, Melanie Black.
And I am also your host, Melanie Black.
Today we will be chewing the fat.
Talking about fat.
Talking about fat.
Body fat. Dietary fat. Fat fat.
All the fat.
Here we go.
Keto and fat people.
Ooh, that's a big fat misunderstanding.
Yes,
that's a clickbait
title.
That
headline was clickbait, but also accurate.
Okay, fine. So strap in and get ready to have your mind blown on how you think about
fat.
Before
we can dive in on this topic, we have to define our fats.
Ooh, different types of fats. Okay.
Body fat.
Body fat, that's a noun.
The fat that is stored in the adipose cells.
Also called adipocytes, right?
Also called adipocytes.
Thank you.
In your body.
In the body fat. Okay, so my jelly rolls.
In your body.
In my body.
Yes.
Right. The fat that I store on...
Fat that is in your body.
Right, my body.
Body fat.
People's bodies. Right, the body fat. Cool. All right.
Dietary fat.
That's also a noun. That's the fat you eat, right?
The fat that you eat.
Okay.
The fat that comes from food sources. Dietary fat is a macronutrient that provides energy for your body.
Okay, so like oils...
The fat you eat.
Bacon grease, most of... What's in
yes.
peanut butter, that kind of stuff. Yeah. All right. Cool. So...
Fat.
Oh, just fat.
A word describing the physical state or appearance of a thing as being large or excessive.
The adjective
synonym,
fat.
Synonyms.
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 Synonym. Okay.
Synonyms include plump.
Stout.
Overweight.
Heavy.
Large.
Solid.
Chubby.
Portly.
Rotund.
Ooh, rotund. That's a good one. I like that one. Okay, so fat as an adjective, a word describing stuff.
Right.
Okay.
There is a big discussion in our country right now around fat as it relates to body image, self-worth, and cultural beauty standards.
There is also a lot of confusion around America's favorite fat-based diet trend, keto.
Today, we are going to talk about both.
And my goal is to post this and offend as many people on all sides of these arguments as I can and clear
Let's
up some confusion.
Let's start with the slightly less divisive topic of the keto diet.
Okay, fine. What is the ketogenic diet or keto diet, whatever it's called?
The ketogenic diet is a high-fat, adequate protein, low-carbohydrate diet that in medicine is used primarily to treat difficult-to-control epilepsy in children.
Oh, in children,
the
okay.
diet forces the body to burn fats rather than carbohydrates. Normally, the carbohydrates contained in food are converted into glucose, which is then transported around the body and is particularly important in fueling brain function.
Yeah.
However, if little carbohydrate remains in the diet, the liver converts fat into fatty acids and ketone bodies.
Okay.
The ketone bodies pass into the brain and replace glucose as an energy source. An elevated level of ketone bodies in the blood, a state known as ketosis, leads to a reduction in the frequency of epileptic seizures.
Really? So, okay, so for kids, we're reducing epileptic seizures with the ketogenic diet. So, and this is the same
Some
diet.
Some evidence indicates that adults with epilepsy may benefit from the diet as well.
Huh, that's cool. So, what are the side effects?
Potential side effects may include constipation.
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 Okay.
High cholesterol.
Okay.
Growth slowing.
Oh, in the kids, yeah, really, okay.
Yes. Acidosis,
mm-hmm.
and kidney stones.
Ugh. Okay, well, that sounds harrowing, so yeah. I don't know if I do
that. If this does not sound like a long-term weight loss plan, you are right.
Okay, thank you. So how did this medicinal diet for controlling seizures in children become the hottest new weight loss trend?
because people heard one thing and understood another, and then the reality was different.
Big fat misunderstanding. So what did people hear?
The keto diet forces the body to burn fats.
Well, that's true. What did the people understand, though?
The keto diet forces the body to burn body fat.
Okay, so this is not true. It uses dietary
fat. This is not true.
Not body fat. Okay, what is the reality?
What the reality is that the keto diet forces the body to burn dietary fats.
This is true. Okay. But can you still lose weight on a keto diet? I mean, you must.
This is not to say you cannot lose weight and burn body fat on a keto diet. You can.
How?
But you do it the same way you lose fat and weight and burn body fat on any diet. Oh. By cutting calories.
Right. Cutting calories. So it always comes back to that, doesn't it? Okay. So no matter
yes.
how... Yeah.
No matter how efficient your body is at burning fat for fuel, your body is not going to tap into its precious body fat stores if sufficient calories are available from the food you are eating.
Okay, so if you're eating too much, you're still gonna get fatter even if you're on a keto diet. You're gonna get more body fat even if all you're eating is fat and you're...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And like any other diet, eating more calories than you need on a keto diet will result in your body storing the excess calories as body fat in your fat cells.
But wait, what about all those keto weight loss success stories?
Yes, some people will really love keto, hashtag keto life, and they will feel less cravings than they did when they ate carbs, and they will naturally not overeat when they do keto, and they will be very, very vocal about it, and that's great. I'm not saying you shouldn't try it,
okay.
But don't be disappointed if it doesn't work for you. After all, bad breath, constipation, high cholesterol, and kidney stones are not for everyone.
Yeah.
Hashtag keto life.
Okay, now that we got that misunderstanding out of the way, dietary fat versus body fat, now we can tackle the next big fat problem. Are fat people fat? Yeah, let's find that out.
Are fat people fat?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Find out in the next segment.
Oh, we're going to take a break.
But first, we will take a quick break.
Ooh, yeah, let's do a commercial. That'll be fun. Are you looking for a diet food with truly horrific consequences? Consider Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Here are just a couple of reviews from Amazon on Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Review 1, titled, "Just Don't, Unless It's a Gift for Someone You Hate." Quote, "What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw, projectile vomiting, a torrential flood of toxic waste, 100% liquid, flammable napalm." This review, entitled, "Be sure to buy OxyClean too." Quote, "Be sure to also buy a tub of OxyClean with this to get the blood and diarrhea stains out of your underwear, clothes, furniture, pets, loved ones, and ceiling fans." One more review. "It's all true. OMG. Everything previously written is true. It's all true. Don't eat more than 15 in a sitting unless you are trying to power wash your intestines." Go ahead, check out all the reviews on Haribo sugar-free gummy bears on Amazon.com. Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Take your self-loathing to a whole new level.
Are fat people fat?
I feel like that's a trick question. Are fat people fat?
Before we answer this, let's establish some true statements.
All right. Like what? What true statements?
Fat, the adjective fat, is different than body fat,
which is a noun. Right. Yeah. So one is a physical thing and one is a way you describe things. Okay, they're different. I can see that. That makes sense. Can somebody be both? Yeah, I mean, I guess
both
they can.
Having fat and being described as fat.
Right. Yes, of course they can. But I mean, like, the opposite? Can somebody be
not having excess body fat and being described as fat, or having excess body fat without being described as fat?
Yeah, obviously, totally. They totally can. Yep. So they're definitely different. Can too much body fat be bad for your health?
Can too much body fat be bad for your health?
Yeah. I mean, of course it can, right? So that's true.
Is being fat
the adjective?
The adjective fat is being fat. Yes. Is being fat bad for your health?
Ooh, I don't know. It depends.
It depends.
Yeah. So what are the health risks associated with
health
too much body fat?
Risks associated with too much body fat include, but are not limited to, type 2 diabetes,
heart disease,
stroke,
cancer,
breathing disorders,
gallbladder disease,
sexual health issues,
like infertility,
irregular periods,
and erectile dysfunction,
and fatty liver disease.
Yeah. What about from being described as fat?
The health risks from being described as fat?
In and of itself?
Well, none, unless...
Unless it's used in a bad way, right? Because then...
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it is used in a negative way.
Then there's bullying.
Then you can count the very real health risks associated with bullying and social isolation.
Right, and social isolation, being an outcast, right? Yeah.
Yes, bullying and social isolation.
It's like verbal abuse, basically.
Health risks associated with bullying and social isolation include, but are not limited to...
Eating disorders.
Drug abuse.
Depression.
Anxiety.
Suicide.
Dementia.
Abuse.
Yeah, yeah. All those things.
Right.
Body fat has been vilified as being an unhealthy, awful, disease-promoting burden.
Yeah.
This is not completely unfounded. You need the right amount of fat for good health, but too much body fat can and does have negative consequences.
True, but fat people have also been vilified as being unhealthy, awful, disease-promoting burden. That's part of the problem,
that
right?
That is total bullshit.
It is total bullshit, but why does it happen? Why do fat people, why are they associated with all these horrible things? You wouldn't, like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right.
You wouldn't call someone who has cancer a cancer, implying that they are a cancer on society or a disease themselves, would you? That would be cruel.
Yeah, really. It would be like calling somebody who has leprosy a leper.
Right. Or like calling someone who has fat, who has too much body fat, calling that person fat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. So calling somebody fat
right.
is different.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down here?
I am. There's a vocabulary difference in the
calling way someone who has cancer a cancer, or calling someone who has leprosy a leper, is like calling somebody who has too much body fat fat.
Right. We got to differentiate whether we're talking about the descriptor in a negative way or the
we can reframe how we see someone or how we describe someone with one little word, has or have.
Yeah, has or have. Are they a disease?
Right.
Or do they have
a
disease?
Are they the disease or do they have the disease?
Right. Are they a bad thing or do they have the bad thing?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
There's a difference.
There is a difference between being a thing and having a thing.
Much of the body positivity movement seeks to change the negative associations with the word fat as a way to increase social acceptance and reduce bullying for people who are fat.
That's great. I mean,
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
With half of that.
Right, because... Okay. I fully and wholeheartedly agree that the negative associations...
I fully and wholeheartedly agree that the negative associations with the descriptor fat, the adjective fat, can and should be changed. After all, fat puppies and bumblebees are adorable.
Yes.
And fat people can be very beautiful, too.
Absolutely they can. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so...
But I also strongly believe that we need to separate and differentiate having fat from being fat.
Okay, so just to clarify, why not just say that fat is beautiful and leave it at that? Why bother to differentiate?
Because I see what happens when a person tries to love themselves as a fat person, but also tries to get rid of body fat.
Okay, causing some cognitive dissonance there if we're not differentiating
right.
one from the other.
Words are powerful. Words matter.
Okay.
Imagine something.
Okay, I'm going to put on my imagination cap. I'm ready to imagine.
Imagine you got bullied your whole life for being X.
Ooh, like an X-Men? Like, can X be anything right now?
Sure.
Okay.
So imagine you got bullied your whole life for being X.
Okay.
Then someone told you that you don't have to be ashamed anymore, that X is beautiful, and you learn to love X.
Awesome.
You feel empowered.
Yeah.
X is who you are now.
Totally.
You are proud. X is your superpower.
Awesome.
People who don't like it can suck your big X energy.
Damn right.
X is awesome. Then something happens.
What?
You get sick.
Ugh.
You feel bad. Really, really bad.
Okay.
You go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you that X is causing your sickness. She tells you that X can cause more sickness, and it probably will. What do you do about X?
Ooh, solve X. Okay, so yeah, that's a tough problem. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I'm stumped. Okay, so...
Right. This is what happens to thousands of fat people every day. I know because I've been there.
Yeah, we have.
I know because hundreds of my clients have been there.
Yeah, they have. So you can be fat, own it, love it, accept it, and...
You can be fat, own it, accept it, love it, and seek to reduce your body fat for health reasons.
Yeah, you can. Hell yes, you can. Absolutely. Yeah, you can be both. You can.
Can you have a big fat personality and a low body fat percentage?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. We both do. Yep. In a lot of ways,
I never stopped being a fat girl.
Yeah.
I take up space. I eat lots of food. I'm easy to spot in a crowd.
Yeah, we are.
The best thing about being human is that we don't have to stay the same. We can grow and change. We can hold on to the good things and let go of the bad. We can change our vocabulary and change our reality along with it.
Yeah, words matter. Change your vocabulary, change your reality. Absolutely. Have fat, but don't be fat. Or be fat in a positive way. But understand that your body fat is different, a different thing than the being fat that is your personality, if that's part of your personality. Yeah, and it's okay if you want to change that too. That is totally up to you. Okay, excellent. Well, I'm expecting a lot of hate mail, both on the blog post that is associated with this, as well as my podcast here. So go ahead, fight me. Leave a message at the end of this thing here, and maybe I'll feature your love or your hate on the next episode of Haunted Meat.